Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
.com. Please know that those emails first go to our producer, Briella, and then she filters and does whatever she does with them. And so it can take a while for us to get to an email, but we do get to them.
And we read these emails and we send our love and our consciousness forward to you. Some of these we read on air because they seem appropriate to share to the wider audience, and others we just simply read in our own heart space and hold that connection with you. You know, we are at Sunday, and we are well into the energy of August now. It's August 4th in this broadcast, and yet August is saying, here I am.
Right? I'm sure all of you are going, oh my goodness gracious, here I am, right? And Sri, I really want to jump in because we've had some inquiry. And so I've had some inquiry that's come in from people that have watched our video. And thank you for watching the Ascension video. And if you have not yet watched the official August predictions video, the Ascension forecast for this month, please do. It is at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira channel. 10, 11 very potent minutes. And because of that, I have had some people question that have said, now, Kira Ra, here you're saying August is the rise of the Ascended Mother and that it's this Kali Ma energy, this energy of this grand empowered compassion. Yet it's Shravan. Right?
Yes, yes.
And so for those of you that may not know what that means is that it started in mid, it's actually a very beautiful balancing. I just love it, how this works. It's the fifth month of the Hindu, but it started mid-July, and it goes until, guess what day? August 15.
Mid-August.
Now, here is why I want to talk about this today. Because as we are here in this moment of empowerment, so many people misunderstand Shiva as destruction. Well, what I have experienced personally, and I know what Sri has experienced personally, is that by going well beyond the dogma of Shiva, as a matter of fact, here's the altar card of our violet Shiva from our altar here. You notice that our Shiva is violet, right? And this is a very unique violet ray Shiva. We also have the cosmic blue Shiva that literally I saw stand up out of this Shiva, and we had created in his, here at Tosa Blue Mountain. But these are outside the dogma. These are way outside the dogma. And so if we go outside the dogma of why would Kali Ma rise at Shiva's moment, this is Shiva's month. Well, Shiva's been rising since mid-July. Mm-hmm. So consider that this energy entered us all in mid-July, and it's bridging all the way through. It's like, I feel very much like that energy is holding the planet together right now, that it was very much this mid-July to mid-August bridge that is literally holding the planet together. So, of course, halfway through perfect balance, it's as if Shiva, in his exquisite, divine, illuminated, ascended presence, has stood aside and said, yes, I feel you, and I honor thee for honoring me. Now, pay attention to my other half. Mm-hmm. And it's that Shiva itself, they self, himself, herself, is that's so the one that the one is saying, I am one. Now, pay attention to this aspect. Because right now, what our world needs is mothers. And this is not about the gender. This is not about sex. This is about an energy of nourishment. And this nourishment begins when we call it to ourselves, when we literally claim into ourselves this exquisite moment of balance. And so as we do that, I want to really just mention that it when Ma Kali is most often portrayed, it is with Shiva under her feet. They are portrayed together because that was the moment when the tongue came out of the eyes really opening to the, oh my God. And there was that instantaneous self-forgiveness, self-realization, release of the ego, and divine empowerment. Imagine if August can give that to you, because it can. So first imagine it, and then let's co-create it. This is a continuing miracle energy that has birthed from the June rise energy, the yes. miracle energy of yes. June, the resolution of July, and now moving into this exquisite moment of August.
And it's fascinating and wonderful that the Kali Ma energy, I love that Shiva is mm-hmm. in surrender under her, because that symbolizes everything that we're wanting to emphasize. Number one is Kali is slaying the ego.
Yes.
The demons are self-absorbed. The difference between a demon and a regular, so-called regular...
A regular.
entity.
A normal.
Is the demon. The demon is afraid of the light. You know, the demon doesn't believe that the light is okay. He's afraid of the light. Versus the other heart-centered entities and beings are all aligned with the light. And so as Kali is slaying these egos, ego is separation.
Yeah.
Ego is that which is separate from the divinity. As Kali is severing those egoic identities, what's left is to bow before the divine.
Well, and that requires trust.
Trust
and
big time.
August is one of these months where all of the energies are going to conspire around you to invite you to keep saying yes to you. And if you do, it will be an exquisitely, the only word I can use is divine moment of illumination that will call forward for you an extraordinary opportunity to literally remain not only in fifth dimensional consciousness, but this vortality energy, which we're going to be talking about a lot today, to be able to keep yourself sustained above the chaos, no matter how much chaos you perceive is going on around you. So, Sri, I think that brings us back to, if you were with us yesterday, these next few minutes may seem familiar, but we really want to catch everybody up, because not everybody was with us during yesterday's show, Explore the Mysteries. I think we need to go back to Tuesday and the Star Consciousness Prime Meridian activation.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And how that really, you know, brought this all forward.
You know, one of the things that... was so wonderful is that when we are in the portal of connection, when we, and I mean we meaning you, me, all of us, when we're in that moment, we have surrendered our need to control
yeah.
and are in the receiving energy,
yeah.
meaning we're part of the divine flow. And in that moment, what we were given was the recognition that so many beings who are lifting, who are ascending, are carrying fear with them.
Now breathe that in, because I think when you say that, Sri, I know certainly I can hear a lot of you saying, well, wait a minute, how can I be ascending if I still have fear? Well, this is because fear can rarefy, right? Fear and the energy of fear, you're not going to carry it with you all the way, because, it's just not possible. There is a rarefied experience where the densified energy that needs to cling to anything or the illusion of anything starts really relaxing. But this is important, Sri,
yeah,
and I think we need to talk about it.
Fear can be very subtle. Fear can be infused in beliefs and paradigms. Fear can be infused in our subconscious and we're just not even aware of it.
Exactly.
And this is where the gift of this revelation comes forward. Fear has been with us as travelers for a very long time.
Oh, yes.
It's one of those energies that comes forth when we begin to believe in the separation.
Yeah.
It's one thing to individuate as a individual expression of the divine. It's another thing to believe that you've lost your connection to the divine.
Well,
quite a different thing.
And that's, you know, really, there's a part of me that says, wow, that's an entire show.
Yeah.
It really is, because frequently when we are moving into a up-level moment, I can only share from my own experience and that of many, many, many beautiful beings that I've had the blessing of working with all these years, that when we are at what will become our most profound moments is when we are at the greatest moment of saying, I quit. Or feeling like something is going wrong, mm-hmm. or wanting to throw away that which is right in front of you. And I have been there more than once, especially in the past 4 years, than I have ever been. Yeah. And it comes in so many different ways. And just when we think, when we're confident that we can no longer, that we're immune, right? We're not going to let this happen, or it's not going to come into our consciousness again. It does, because it's a rarefied experience. Yeah. Yeah. It's coming in for us to witness the witnesser witnessing, right? And so it gives us that opportunity to keep growing. And this is why these cycles will continue. And Sri, I think this is also why the article got posted. And yeah. And this is, you know, guys, we're catching you up. If you have not yet read the article,
it's posted at OnenessTalkRadio.com. And if you go to the homepage there, the top menus, click on Oneness, and it'll drop down and you'll see articles.
And if you click on articles, it's right there. It's called Polarity and Consciousness. And this is what you're also talking about.
Well, it is. And so just to kind of wrap up this whole notion about fear, remember, fear underpins thoughts and behaviors. Sometimes we don't see the fear at first glance. What we see is the belief. We see the words. We see the behavior. And then we begin, when we soften our heart and intuitively lean in, we say, oh, there's a fear energy supporting this manifestation. Mm-hmm. So not to make this overly complicated, I just wish that everyone understands the subtlety that fear is woven into almost everything in the third dimension. And because that's our birthplace, we took birth in that third dimensional energy. You know, we got a little residue. We have a little fear inside, let alone other lives. And so what was gifted through us at Tuesday night was this meridian clearing technique.
Now, it was gifted to us the week before. What we were gifted to experience Tuesday night was when we did it together. Yeah.
As a group. And felt the profundity of that. Whew. And we shared it yesterday on the show as well.
Yeah. And so we'll close today with it again.
We feel so strongly that this is a cleansing gift, that this practice is universally healthy and wholesome, and that all the letters, emails, and commentary we've been receiving is how people are going, wow, so simple and so profound.
You know, and really, Sri, as you're sharing that, my heart is like, wow, maybe we should share one of these, because this also ties into some of the soul readings as well. But thank you for sharing everything, because my angels, the reason we want to bring this forward is that this is a direct result of the new cosmic prime meridian availability and the actual process to clear the blockage, which is why you have not even known it was there. And let's just stop right here. If you're watching us, we just put up a graphic so that you can get a better idea of what we're talking about. There are these two crystalline cosmic meridians. The only place they intersect in your physical form, and actually where they begin, kind of like the platform, is on either side of the bridge of the nose, right there where the eyebrow point is. That's where this cosmic meridian energy actually begins. And then it goes straight up, and you see that star. That's your activated star consciousness. Now, if you look at the bottom two points of the star, you see how they bridge the two lines there? You'll notice that looks like a crystal, doesn't it? The two lines going up underneath the bottom of the star, it looks like a crystal, a crystal point. Mm-hmm. That is a crystalline ray of light. That is why there are two. When you clear the two cosmic prime meridians, you are then able to literally ignite a crystalline pillar of light. And that can be done, and can only be done, when you anchor your star consciousness. Now, we're not going to talk a lot about how to do that. If you were in the Lineage Holder program, we've already done it. But Sri and I are going to make a video. We are probably going to maybe edit footage out of that. And we will post it up at YouTube, because this is something that every single being of consciousness can benefit from on the planet, is this cosmic prime meridian opening. And we feel compelled to just get it out there as we can. Teach it to others. Direct them to the video. Help us make the video, because this is that important. It really is. And these meridians have always been there. But because of the layers of this fear dimension that we've talked mm-hmm. about. And we're going to be sharing a lot about that. That's what today's show is really focused on, is helping you understand it. And this is why Sri's been sharing so much about fear. When we clear our cosmic prime meridians, we open this. And this is a representation of, yeah, it's called a vortal. Now, what is a vortal? A vortal is a combination of a vortex and a portal. And so this, again, is something that we talked about at length yesterday. So you could go back and look at yesterday's show. But the blessing is that as the fear dimension, should we go ahead and put up that crazy daisy graphic?
Sure, sure,
is it
sure.
that one, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're watching us on video, you'll see that we just put up a graphic that looks like a drop of water that has hit the water. And you know how the sides have bounced back up? Okay. Inside of that is the third dimension right now. And so you can see that the third dimension right now is happy, it's shiny, it's bright, and it is having a field day, literally testing if there ever was a boundary of allness, which there is not. However, in the belief that there could be, let's just say that all boundaries are being tested right now allness.
And what's interesting, this graphic has a nonverbal communication because this third dimensional reality is actually cradled by the higher dimensions.
Exactly.
And that cradling is an act of loving acceptance. It's a little bit like this ascended mother energy that says, mm-hmm. I trust you. I know that you'll have your experience and that you'll be okay.
Right.
You'll be safe. So I'm not going to interfere. And the third dimension is a lot like that because this is the dimension of form and polarity and fear and love and hate and light and dark and all of that stuff.
And read the article.
And that in those polarities, the people who are participating begin to cultivate discernment.
Yeah.
Well, when we begin to see the canvas more than we see the content on the canvas, and what mm-hmm. I mean by that is when we get less absorbed into the experiences and cultivate the detached awareness that mm-hmm. can witness our experiences, then we naturally begin to lift into a higher dimensional frequency. And the fifth dimension is the first place where we experience clarity and compassion that's unprovoked by the earthly stuff.
Isn't that great? So now, look at this again. Okay, and I'm back at our background, and you see the way those spirally colors are? Okay, I'm going to flip right back to the 3D fear. Look at the outbound there. You see the blue, the purple, the crystalline? Come back. You see this? Okay. What Sri just shared with you is extremely invaluable to know, because that cradle he was mentioning, kind of when that drop, and that drop of water, by the way, is the lineage holder awakening. Mm. You realize this has been happening, but we didn't see it. That's the gift, is that we were all trapped within the trap. All of us, every being. And so when that lineage holder, that one drop of water, which is why we needed that critical mass of 444, and we went right on beyond it, right? When that one drop of water came into that ocean of density, what happened? As Sri mentioned, this container came up. And what the container's doing is it's isolating the third dimension. It's basically saying, live long and prosper in your little world. It's basically what it's saying. Yeah, exactly. And that's what's happening. But that rigid, that those sides, those ridges, look, if you really look at that, doesn't that look like beings holding each other's arms? Like, you know, like it's a circle of beings with their arms out holding each other. That's you. Now, the key is that because you are doing that, right? You know, this is just the temporary, the drop went in, the wave came up, but we all know it can't last. And that's why this is so important, because here's what's happening. This is a gift from Mother Gaia herself, this vortal, which is what we're talking about. Our beloved Mother Gaia is speaking to those who are willing to hear. And she has taken all of her energy, because imagine if this was happening to you. If you were being tortured all over, if your skin was on fire, if you were being irradiated, if people were feeding you garbage and filling your veins with plastic or whatever else, what would you do? The only thing you can do, I know what I do when I have extreme pain, is I go right in and right out. And so our beloved Mother Gaia has gone in. And from the core of her center of resurrection energy, she has sent up this beacon. And if we do not say yes, then we are all a sham. Because she has said, I love you so much that for those of you that it is your awareness, your experience, and always your choice, I will send you my love. And so when we open that cosmic meridian, and I'm going to go back to that graphic, when we clear those two prime meridians and we ignite our star consciousness, the crystalline portal of our third eye cleanses and lifts the third eye. And I do feel, Sri, that we should offer just a quick side note about that. May we?
Onward.
Okay, and upward, and upward. So I don't want people thinking I'm over talking. Are you wanting to talk right now?
No, I'm
okay,
good.
Okay, I don't want the comments.
I feel what's been shared is important.
Yeah, well, it's very important. I have more to share.
Please, since
you're sitting quietly, people need to know it's your choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely.
Thanks. So here's what needs to here's where we're at, guys, is that as this third dimensional cocoon is currently sustaining a very vibrant, shiny third dimension, those of us that are up here with our arms around everything are very aware that our feet are not on solid ground and mm-hmm. that ground is eroding. And Mother Earth sent us each our own little elevator. And so if you really feel into your feet and you really feel into your physical body, you should be feeling, not should, excuse me, you can feel this extraordinary impetus of joy energy right now mm-hmm. as the empowered Kali Ma ascended mother, which means your tongue is out and your ego is relaxed and you are able to stay in that fifth dimensional experience, which is outside of, I'm going to flip back to the graphic. See that snaky looking thing there around the water? Okay. That is what we didn't see before. That has been hiding. That is a amplification of the planetary thought body. It's almost like a transformation. The planetary thought body has now become more than just a collection of energy. It has taken on a life of its own. And this is what got illuminated. And this is what I'm trying to show you in this diagram, was that lineage holder miracle, that just one drop in water can make such a big difference. That this one drop of water came in, hit, and mm-hmm. oh my gosh, we illuminated, and you see how the ripples are illuminating it? You see how that, it was like the same color as everything, so we didn't see it. And this is what's causing the erosion of the lower levels of the fifth dimension, and this is what is assisting with the amplification of the entrapment energy of the fourth dimension, collapsed on the third dimension, we are now getting close to a moment where we are literally in the trap of the trap. And our beautiful mother, our ascended mother, has come to our rescue. You know, if you want somebody to come rescue you, our beautiful divine mother Gaia has. And every moment, you know, Sri and I, honest to God, live in Shangri-La. I kid you not. If you want to prove me wrong, come stay here and tell me I'm wrong. Seriously, we are so
impossible.
Blessed. No, I feel like we've got like this little ground zero operation going on here. Like no matter what, this is going to be preserved. And so I do encourage you to come visit us. Check out our website, TosaBlueMountain.com. It's about 80% done. You will still find some Latin on a few pages, but check it out, TosaBlueMountain.com. Sri, I think the ignition, this Kali Ma ignition in the energy of the second half of Shravan is extraordinary.
The opportunity is here and now.
Yeah.
And one of the things, just to add to this whole vortal concept, it's, we all have choice. You can choose to participate in the gift of the vortal, or you can choose to deny it or have another avenue that you want to put your confidence in. The key is that the ascension escalator that has opened, the upliftment that is upon us is tangible, it's real, and it is asking you to pay attention.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Awareness, experience, and choice.
Pay attention,
and this is the choice month.
It is. It is the choice month. And isn't that power-filled?
Yes.
You know, and I really said that intentionally, power-filled, because remember, as Sharita said, right, June was what? It was our awareness. July was the experience, was it not? Yeah. I think we're still kind of moving through that. August brings us to choice, and we're not going to see that again until November. So, Sri, before we go any further, I want to jump to the call board, and then there are a couple of emails we're going to be bringing in. And so the call board is really super full. Let's grab. So let's go right up. We've got an anonymous. We like to always see who's hanging out anonymously. And all right, so let's say hi to our anonymous caller. Namaste and welcome, Angel.
Okay, hang on. We might
have... Okay, hold on 1 second. There we are. Okay, we have a call board.
I got it.
There we are. All right. Sorry about that, guys. All right, here we are. Now we'll try again. Let's try our anonymous caller.
Hi.
Namaste. Welcome. We can hear you just fine,
Namaste,
sweetheart. Hi.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? I knew I'd get through today.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for all, you know, your love, your guidance. I really appreciate everything that you do for us.
Thank you.
And I'd love a mini soul reading, and it's about me and this lovely man in my life, and just needed some clarity.
You know, it's funny, as I'm connecting with you, Sri, you might be feeling this too, warm. I'm like, I have all this heat running through me, quite a bit of it actually. And, you know, the reason I'm sharing that with you is when you start speaking about this man, and it's funny, my throat is like really, wow, calling me. Yeah, do y'all feel that? Like your throat chakra? So when you start speaking about him, my throat chakra is feeling very, very, not tight, but soft yet constricted. And then there's all this heat. And so what they're saying is breathe in that which you want the most. Relax it into your entire body. Pay attention to your hands. Bring them to your heart. And you will hear the words that will take you where you want to go. And they're saying that the message that was just given to you came in at the ninth dimensional level. I would encourage you to listen to this again and really allow yourself to go, because you already got the answer you were looking for, and this was more about you and I having this moment than it was even about that question. So thank you for that gift, my angel. Thank you for opening up our entire process today with that blessing for us all. We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste. Whew. And you know, Sri, I want to go to an email we got.
Yes.
Let's jump over here for a moment. The reason being is this is a really fascinating situation. So, okay. Got to share. This email came in from Akhil. Hi, Akhil. Mwah. We love you, Angel. And I think he is over in the Oneness Talk Radio chat room right now as well. Akhil, your email came in on Friday. And when it was sent to me, I kid you not. Here, Sri, let me see. There we go. I want to see the camera. Okay, I'm just going to show you really quickly. It's reflecting. Never mind. Okay.
She got all the code.
All I got was code. There was nothing in it. I thought maybe you had been hacked. Then the email was forwarded to me and I opened it on another computer and I got to read your beautiful email and your sharing about the lineage holder journey and about what's going on and your request for a mini soul reading. And so, my love, because I cannot read your email here, I just want you to know that we are sharing with everyone that you had an extraordinary moment with the lineage holders and that it really did offer you a blessing and it offered us a blessing to really be a part of that with everyone. And so, my angel, in this moment, we would like to offer you a mini soul reading. And so I want to invite you just to bring your hands to your heart. And it's interesting, as I'm starting to go into this mini soul reading, I'm also hearing that anyone else who wants to connect with this phenomenal group of beings is welcome to do that. And I'm getting a very, very, very high pitch tone in my right ear. It feels almost like an antenna going straight up. And on my left side, I'm feeling what almost feels like city noise. Yeah, traffic, you know, honk, honk, you know, like noise, traffic, people talking, hustle, bustle. And they're saying that the filter that is coming in on your left, when it meets the center of your head, which would be star consciousness, is still stuck. That it's important to breathe up into your star consciousness more often. That which you receive, breathe it up and then release. And then, yeah, and then this hum has just become like this laughter and this harmony. And so I would strongly suggest, my love, that they're also using the T word, which is trust, that I would strongly suggest that if you're not already using the Om Aum practice regularly, that's in our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, definitely do. It's Sri Ramka teaches it to you. There's a video of him teaching this Om Aum. It's free. It's free in our app. Use that often. The other thing for you is water. I'm seeing that it's like there's two halves of you that are trying to center. And I do see that by the center of the month, keep doing this cosmic opening as well, the prime meridians. I think by the center of the month, you're going to find everything in a flow that will encourage you. And remember, hey, Sri and I are going to be over in India. We did just finalize. We're going to be in New Delhi for a whole week before we begin our journey upward into Varanasi and then over to Bhutan. So we are going to organize a little get together, and we hope to see
you
there.
We'll have a cup of tea.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll meet you in New Delhi. All right. Thank you, my love. And Sri, I'm looking at the time, and it's like, how does this happen? How does this go so fast? I've never understood that. And so I'm looking down here at our call boards. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to go to, it looks like Morristown, New Jersey. Namaste, Morristown, New Jersey. Namaste.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, hi. I wasn't expecting to get through. Thank you so much for your weekly programs. I really enjoy them. I've been listening for a while.
Thank you.
And yeah, I'm a little surprised I got through. It was the first time calling in, so thank you so much for choosing my phone.
Wow! Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, your energy radiated.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I've been doing I think it's a cosmic flame practice portal, where I've been trying that. I've been trying that out for some time.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
And envisioning, envisionment tool. So I've been trying that out. And thank you so much for the practices and things I'm trying out. And I don't want to say experimenting, maybe that's the wrong word, but you know, using, and I think I can feel the effects building up tangibly. That makes sense.
Yes, it makes total sense. And thank you for gifting yourself with that expanded energy. It's a blessing.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was wondering as well if I could request a mini soul reading as well.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing further. I'm actually not. I'm a little nervous to be on the call actually, I was wondering. I just thought I would express my gratitude for your weekly programs and the practices I'm using as well.
Well, thank you. First and foremost, my angel, just relax. I feel you. You're so precious. And it's the universe always will surprise us, won't it? You know, it's like your first time calling in, and then you also get selected to come on the air. That's actually part of your reading. And what they keep telling me is that there's like this crown of energy around you. And it's like, but it's interesting. It almost looks to me like a collar. Like it would be like almost like a tall Elizabethan collar, and it comes up and it sits like on your collarbone, literally, and then it goes straight up, all gold. And it's like it holds you, yet the reason that it's, I'm going to use the word distant, is because you've got to see it and you can't see it. And what's happening is that you are at a moment of great expansion. And what they're telling me is that it's going to take a little while yet, but if you stay with it, you will be surprised beyond that which you are even thinking could happen. And that the time is now for you to pay attention to that which is right in front of you. For this moment has been building, and the events that are happening will call forward that in the next few days that will reveal the vast, they just keep calling it the vast future before you. And so it is. Thank you for the blessing of connecting with you, my love. Many, many blessings. Nice
wow,
day.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're very welcome. Make sure you stay on for the Cosmic Meridian practice for sure. Make sure you're with us. We're going to do that. Thanks, honey. All right.
Mwah.
Namaste. Hey, Sri, I think we need to go where? There's so many. Everybody's like beaming. Where was it? Right here. Yes, New Mexico. Okay, let's go to New Mexico. Namaste, New Mexico. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to say thank you. And it was fun to connect for that moment. All right, Sri. Then I was seeing right down here, it looks like Utah.
You want Salt Lake here?
Salt Lake, Utah.
Here
all right.
Come.
Namaste.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you beautifully.
Perfect.
Angel. Namaste and welcome.
Namaste, this is awesome. I've actually received an email from you guys on my birthday.
Wow, hey, awesome.
Yeah,
that's so
yeah,
cool.
It was back at the end of June.
Right,
but
on.
I had to run downstairs and put my phone on the charger, but
no worries.
Yeah, so I would say that first just thank you guys so much. You guys have provided a lot of guidance in my life, and awesome talking with you guys. Right now, I have a unique situation that's going on in my life. I just turned 22, and I live with my father and my two little siblings. And my mom is really volatile. She's out of the house. She moved to Las Vegas and wants to take my siblings there. But my little brother is going through a gender identity situation, and she's unwilling to respect that, which it also just so happens that I went through a transition myself from female to male. And so she's claiming that my brother's feelings of not being able to come to terms with what he feels gender-wise, she's just putting it on, saying that he's just picking it up from me, and just really hurting his feelings about it. So basically, there's just this huge custody battle that's going to come into the household. And I try to remove myself as much as possible because I've been on my journey of expansion. So it's really hard to maintain, break free of the fear of the third density consciousness when everyone in my life is based in that, I suppose. And it's just wondering maybe if you could offer a soul reading of how to maintain balance or to maintain an ascended awareness throughout this time, because I would like to be there for the people that I love, but it's also hard to not feel their energy and have it impact me negatively as well.
Of course. Well, first and foremost, my angel, you are so beautiful. Oh, my God. You are just so beautiful. You're welcome. As I connect with you, and I know Sri is feeling the same thing. First of all, my love, you're 22, right? Did I hear that right? Right? 22?
Yeah.
That is just so perfect, because that is perfect balance, the two plus the two. And you do also understand that it's, of course, you and your younger sibling, the two and the two, and the perfect balance of the two of you. You are soul mirrors right now. And so the greatest gift you can give yourself, and the greatest gift you can give to your beautiful, beloved sibling, is the gift of love of self. And you have behind you right now, I mean, massive. They're like these big blue angels, but they're not like, I don't want to use the word angels just in the context of an angel. They're like these big blue spirit beings, and they're all standing around your whole family, and they're whispering to you, and they're saying, you needed to wake up early. Honey, in 2 years, you're not even going to recognize yourself. I mean, you've got a massive mission in front of you, and this is like the step that launches it. And so it's extremely important for you to love you, you've got to put you first, because you are going to need to be there for your sibling more 2 years from now than even today. And so you need to be, and remember, 2 years from now, you're going to be 24, which is 6, which is the Merkaba, which is the light vehicle, which is like bingo. So it's really important for you to put you first and not feel guilty about that. That's the empowered thing to do. We're in the Kali Ma, Ascended Mother Month, right? If you put you first, then you will not only actualize yourself, you will be able to be there standing in your mastery at a moment when that child is going to need you, and you'll be able to be there.
Wow.
And so
thank
it is.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
No, you mean
namaste.
A lot. No, namaste. Namaste. We love you, Angel. Namaste. Oh, my heart.
Yeah, it's so important.
Oh, God.
You know, one of the things we all go through, especially as our vibrational rate is lifting, are the family dynamics have to reorganize.
Yes.
You can't be in the same dance you
were. I mean, you're all going through this,
you
right?
Know,
right?
Lifting.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember, in this case, the mother is simply has a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And the way we deal with fear is not to confront the fear, but we offer love.
Well, but this takes us back to the fear dimension. So I do want to talk about this again, because the week ahead especially. Now, first and foremost, guys, I don't want you thinking, oh, my God, Kira, you're telling me there's a dimension of fear. No. We are using that phraseology based on the information that came in from the divine directors. If you're watching us, you're seeing that we put up the graphic again. And so this beautiful, beautiful, perfect little, you know, it was kind of like that one grain of sand is all it takes, or that one seed can once again grow an entire civilization. That's what this lineage holder thing was in July. Well, it was the June-July unified energy. But what happened was that little drop of water made it. It hit the third dimension, sending a sonic wave into the center of Gaia that gave hope to the hopeless, that said yes to the earth, and the earth summoned into her core her divine presence and magnificence, and has offered us all, I want to use the word, a second chance. It's like if you were looking for a life raft, Gaia just gave it to you.
Give you a boost. It's there if you want to jump on board.
And that's what's causing this temporary, this is not going to last, but it was this temporary illumination of the planetary thought body that revealed to us that the planetary thought body has actually acquired enough fear energy, enough critical mass, that it is literally able to start having impact on the stability of the dimensional energy alignments. Now, this is way outside of modern quantum physics, yet there, read the article. Sri and I just published an article, and it's right here at onenesstalkradio.com. Come to onenesstalkradio.com, click on the Oneness tab at the very top, and then go to articles. You can't miss it. Polarity and consciousness. Because what you're seeing right here is that when this transient, when this outer bubble of the water, so to speak, brings itself, I want to go back here for a moment. When that water comes back down and it's just this kind of like sea goopy of density again, we will have lost the illumination that showed us this. And so the only way we're going to be able to continue seeing it is to be in an active vortal energy of fifth dimensional at minimum anchoring. And what's happening in the fifth dimension right now is that because of this energy, if you're anchored in the fifth dimension, but you're not really expanding more beyond it, then you're not even aware of the fact, and this is what Sri was talking about earlier, that when we carry even a little bit of that residual fear, and it's often hiding from ourselves,
well,
that,
sure.
Exactly, that is now being used against you. And that's what this third dimensional fear dimension is. It's now taken the fear energy into a moment of a self. It's like its own AI. It's the only way I can describe it. It's like the sphere dimension is an AI of fear. And this is why Sri and I are publicly talking about 5G, because the 5G energy is resonant, and it will be the final moment where those that are in that third dimension, you see that third dimension in the center there, the water, and it's nice and bright, and we're all holding a nice cocoon around it. Well, when that cocoon goes, all that's left is going to be that, and you will be unable to see, which you will forget what you've forgotten.
Yeah, you won't realize that you're inside that trap.
Exactly, and that's why the week ahead is so So I was saying to Sri, let's go back to the camera. That's why the week ahead is so power-filled, because the choice is to trust. And that is big, and to let the ego recognize that Kali Ma's in charge now, and she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. For sure. It's also a time to remember that the mastery you require exists within you.
Yes.
You would not even be recognizing ascended streams or having conversations with soul family and recognize them as soul family if you weren't in an active mastery mode. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we forget to honor that which is within us is more powerful and aligned than that which is outside of us. And, there was a time in my life where I was an avid studier, reader of all these different mystery schools and texts.
When we met, between the two of us, when we met, the first thing we did was edit out all the books that were the same.
When we joined our library,
all
there
the
were
same
all
books.
Duplicates.
It was so hysterical.
One thing I know at this place on my journey is that there is not a text out there that is going to describe or guide you on the ascension process.
Right.
There are texts that communicate ascended experiences.
Oh, yes.
That share ascended recognitions and communications.
Yeah.
The path of awakening is unique to you because you are collecting all the puzzle pieces that you may have left behind in other times and places.
Yeah.
You are the one that is gathering your empowered presence into this single locus.
Love it.
To lift.
Well, the blessing, my angels, is that, of course, this is a co-creative illusion. Yet, we are here to have that experience.
Yeah.
Or, there is a blessing in the consciousness experience. And remember, as we all just went through all of us have gone through an up-leveling over the past several months. How we receive that and what we do with that is as individual as you are. However, in that collective up-leveling, we're starting to talk about things that initially might sound outrageous to others, and that's okay. We get it. There are ways that we can each carry the presence of our divine beingness that are uniquely ours, and that is the gift of us coming together, because together we sincerely are better. You know, the only reason that this whole collective of fear has morphed itself into this snaky, goopy experience is because the third dimension in many ways really needs to be kind of protected from itself right now.
Mm.
And so imagine that, just imagine that if you had a toddler, right? And this is what we were talking about, that in August, those that are especially in the third dimension, if you keep crying wolf enough, people will stop listening. And then when you really need them, they won't be there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's going on in August on many different levels. And so when we can simply radiate that which we are and stay in that, and I'm going to put this graphic up again. I know we put it up a lot. But when we can really offer ourselves the gift of being in that fifth dimensional state as the witnesser of this third dimensional experience, then we automatically raise our consciousness into the seventh dimensional experience of witnessing the witnesser of the witness. And this, I know at first sometimes it feels kind of like, okay, Kara, I'm not sure I'm tracking with that. But when we can witness ourselves witnessing, just start there, then we are able to ignite the portal that we are, you know, you're like that lotus floating over the muck, right? The lotus sees the muck. The lotus knows the muck is there. And that's the difference. The lotus is not in denial, right? There's a big movement right now. There's a big denial movement right now. We're going to talk more about that next week. But as we move through this week, it's important to embrace the blessing that you are by trusting what is in front of you and allowing the ascended mother presence to really say hello to the ego so that you can stay in that minimum seventh dimensional witnessing of the witnesser experience.
It's important to take some times for yourself to cultivate your awareness and your recognition of the experiences so that your choices are better informed and more potent. Each of us may experience these various energies through the valence of our own life details, yet you'll begin to see the common threads.
Oh, yes.
And in that, you'll begin to recognize the common opportunity.
Now, I do want to just give you a little shout out and say, hey, read the article.
The article
also details an interview Sri and I gave for a TV news crew in Washington and what happened. And we put it in there because it actually is very, very, very much a firsthand encounter of the manipulation of mainstream news. So you might want to check out that article again. But it's about polarity and consciousness, because the way that we can all make a difference right now is through lifting consciousness. Anger will just keep feeding the fear dimension, and anger will just keep creating a greater illusion around us.
It's a grand energizer for polarity.
Oh, no kidding. And Sri, I'm looking. Do we have time for another
call? We have time for another
call.
All right. Then we'll do the practice.
All right. It looks like we're going to Santa Cruz.
All right.
All right. Namaste. Hi, Santa Cruz, California. Namaste.
Hello. Did I get through?
You're through.
Hi, Angel.
Oh, my gosh. How are you? I'm sitting here with my little French bulldog watching you from Santa Cruz.
Oh, hi. My French bulldog is down in the bedroom wondering why he's being punished.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say I love you guys so much. Watch you every Saturday and Sunday and Thursdays for Soul Mirrors.
Thank you.
And I do want to request a mini soul reading. I had a family trip planned, actually leaving tomorrow for Bend, Oregon, and stopping in Shasta for the Lion's Gate. And I came down with a mystery illness, and I'm not able to go. And I went to the doctor thinking it was strep throat, and I am negative for that, but I don't know what it is. And it's just like a virus, and it is in my throat. Chakra.
Yes, it is. It's also, take a breath. I want you to just take a breath and relax. And here's what I will share with you, my angel. These are not my words. These are the words of these magnificent guides that are around you. And it's funny, they all are showing me their fingers. Like, you think you wear rings, pointing to me. They all have on like these, you know, amazing, and they're pointing at you. And it's like these jeweled rays of light are coming in all along the center of your crown chakra right now. And what they're saying is, your journey is going to begin again, and it is going to take you in a literal different direction. You are cleansing many years of grief, and these lenses that have held you are preparing to release. And they're showing me like lemon water. They're saying lemon water and cleansing, not necessarily fasting, but really clean, clean, clean food for like 3 days and watch your emotions. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, pay attention to what starts clicking over the next 3 days, and you will have the cycle complete and understand where you began. And so it is.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, my
Many
love.
Blessings.
We are honored. Hug that Frenchie for me. Mwah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Namaste. And Sri, I do want to just invite everybody once again. Let's teach them quickly the opening. So let's put on the meridian graphic. So we want to very quickly make sure that all of you are aware of the practice. If you want to see Sri and I instructing this practice and guiding you through it, watch yesterday's show.
It's
Explore the Mysteries. It's there. It's at YouTube. It's near the end of the show. But essentially, if you take your thumb and your middle finger together and you touch release and ignite them, then you take those two middle fingers and you place them where that meridian starts, which is on the inside of the bridge of the nose, right there where the eyebrow is. And the meridian, as you saw, it goes straight up right here. It ends. This headpiece that I'm wearing is my star consciousness illuminated, right? So it starts here and it goes here. And then it literally goes up into the divine galactic blueprint. So once you start here, you are going to first activate the right side, then the left side. And the way it works is the side you're activating after both of your fingers have been here, you remove the hand, so you take the left hand, put it up, and on the right, you then move to the third eye where you might feel congestion. Little circles, little tapping, then you're going to breathe straight up into this area of star consciousness, and you'll feel it. And after you open that, you'll move to the right, and you'll be in a straight line. You see that? Straight line, and open that area. And then you flip. And what we were told was that if you do this practice 3 times a day, and again, if you were in the lineage holders, you already got the full-blown practice. If you wanted to see a quicker version of the practice, yesterday's show. And Sri and I will be putting out a video, but we want to do it right, guys, so it's going to be a couple days yet. So last but not least, remember that if you do this practice, the suggestion that was given, 3 times a day for 4 days, you will stabilize this energy.
Yeah.
And that once you stabilize this, it's like you can't lose it. And think about how much easier it would be to be the lotus floating than the one that's in the muck going, help me, mm-hmm. right? That's what we're up against right now, is the collapse of this third dimensional opportunity to really discover the light again. It's going to get harder.
And, you know, I got the silly image of those what do you call those things that are at the car dealers that have a fan and it blows it up and it does a wiggly thing?
Okay. Yeah, those things.
Okay, so that air that's inflating the giant figure is the fear. And as we clear this meridian...
That is so true.
What you may feel is a sense of buoyancy, but what's happened is the thoughts, the beliefs, the expressions of that we're using that fear just sort of go... and you will be freed from the force of them.
Oh, angels.
And do the practice 3 times a day for the next 4 days and be amazed.
And you know what, my angels? Speaking of being amazed, Sri's class starts Tuesday night. It's the Ascended Healer's Toolkit. In 4 sessions, you will learn 100% 3 different modalities that can call it.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.